With What's News from the Wall Street Journal, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Weak sales at McDonald's have the company's franchisees concerned.
McDonald's franchisees are mostly concerned about profitability. They say that they're not recouping their investment so far in all of the new changes that McDonald's has been requiring them to make, such as upgrading their restaurants to be more modern and adding new kitchen equipment.
Wall Street Journal reporter Julie Jargon has the details. But first, here are some top stories. U.S. stocks had another volatile session on Thursday, with the Dow ultimately closing down 546 points, or 2.1%. The Nasdaq lost 1.3%, and the S&P 500 fell 2.1%. Wall Street Journal reporter Dan Kruger has more on what's behind the sell-off.
Investors are concerned that the Fed is going to raise rates at a pace that might be faster than they had expected, and that would suggest that they're tightening the spigots on the monetary supply, that it's going to be more expensive to borrow, that bond yields are going to go up, and that higher bond yields are potentially going to slow the economy a little bit.
Kruger says investors' fears were slightly eased by weaker inflation data out on Thursday in the latest consumer price index. That would reinforce the Federal Reserve's plan to continue gradually raising interest rates, with one more rate hike expected this year. The Wall Street Journal continues to cover the fallout from Michael, which became the strongest hurricane to hit the Florida Panhandle in 167 years, when it made landfall as a Category 4 storm on Wednesday. For full coverage and the latest updates, head to WSJ.com or the WSJ app. The world's largest retailer is getting into the entertainment business. Walmart has reached a deal with Hollywood studio MGM Holdings to create original content for Walmart's online streaming service, Vudu. The first original show they're partnering on is a remake of the 1980s comedy Mr. Mom. Walmart has also reached a deal with video startup Echo as it looks to become an entertainment hub and head off competition. Lawmakers are criticizing Google for failure to disclose a data vulnerability on its Google Plus social media service earlier this year. The Wall Street Journal reported that Google didn't disclose the exposure, in part due to fears of damage to its reputation. In a letter to the company, Senate Commerce Committee Chairman John Thune and others said they found the company's failure to disclose troubling. Tech companies have been under scrutiny from lawmakers and others over their handling of user data. For more on this story, listen to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing podcast on Friday. The buyer of a $1.4 million Banksy painting that self-destructed after it was auctioned off by Sotheby's in London is keeping the painting. The graffiti-style work, originally called Girl with Balloon, has been reauthenticated and renamed Love is in the Bin. Many expect it to rise in value after it shredded itself at auction. Still to come, franchise operators at McDonald's are concerned about weak sales. Hundreds of McDonald's franchisees want more information from the company on how it plans to boost sales. They met this week to discuss their concerns as they're being asked to foot the bill for major restaurant updates. Joining us now from Chicago with the details is Wall Street Journal reporter Julie Jargon. Julie, tell us a bit more about the group that met on Wednesday. The vast majority of McDonald's restaurants are operated by franchisees, but unlike other major chains, there's no independent franchise group for McDonald's franchisees.
That's right. This is an unprecedented event for McDonald's. About 400 McDonald's franchisees in the U.S. gathered in Tampa, Florida, to talk about their concerns about the business. The company has been requiring franchisees to remodel their restaurants to make them more modern and add some new elements like touchscreen kiosks that enable customers to place orders and pay for them themselves. And franchisees have been spending a lot of money doing these things, and they feel like the sales growth of the company hasn't kept pace with their investments. And I've heard that a lot of franchisees are either running big debts or they're just, you know, they're not getting the cash flows that they need. And they're not seeing the return on their investment yet.
So, Julie, for franchisees at other restaurant chains who have organized, how is this working out for them in terms of bringing concerns like these to their companies?
various other restaurant chains have franchisee organizations that have been fairly successful in the past at raising concerns. Dunkin' Brands, the parent company of Dunkin' Donuts, has had a franchisee group for a long time. A group of Jack in the Box franchisees actually just this week have called on their chief executive to step down because they have concerns about poor sales and lack of marketing support. So it remains to be seen what comes of that effort. But this has been a common tool for franchisees to use in the past to kind of agitate for change that they need to see from the parent company. But it's brand new for McDonald's. So it'll be interesting to see if this group of franchisees does in fact form an organization and then if they are able to get the ear of McDonald's.
So what are some of the things that they talked about on Wednesday, and what are the next steps for this group?
Well, their main concerns right now are profitability related to the investments that they are making to upgrade their restaurants. That seems to be the key concern of theirs, and just, you know, more broadly, concerns about McDonald's strategies and what it's doing to try to boost sales in the U.S., which has, you know, have been struggling for several years. And McDonald's has really been in kind of a turnaround mode for the last 4 years, trying to come up with all sorts of things like all-day breakfast and fresh beef hamburgers to, you know, boost their sales. And so what the franchisees now are trying to do is narrow down their list of concerns to one or two main items that they think they can more effectively take to McDonald's. And their next steps are to meet again in December and try to hash out what their main objectives are, and then in some form take that to the company and ask for, you know, a dialogue to figure out how they can work together to improve sales and help the franchisees.
And amid all these changes that McDonald's has been making to sort of follow consumers on looking for healthier alternatives, what have they said about sales, or have they responded in any way to the concerns of the franchisees?
Well, so far they have said that they, you know, that they want to work together with the franchisees in a collaborative fashion. And they have said that when restaurants are remodeled, they get a sales boost in the year after they're remodeled, that by making the restaurants more up to date, that brings in extra traffic. But the company still hasn't been posting the type of sales growth that investors have expected. They posted 2.6% same store sales growth in the second quarter. Analysts were expecting 3% growth. So it's just not at the level that Wall Street expects, and it's not at the level that franchisees say they need to recoup their costs for all of these different investments.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Julie Jargon joining us from Chicago. Julie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.